Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, August 23rd, 2024. The Wilson Museum in Castine is launching their inaugural artisan market tomorrow, Saturday, and they invite everyone to join them for craftsmanship and community. They'll be welcoming artisans who work with a variety of traditional materials and techniques to create original one-of-a-kind pieces that connect past and present in creative, beautiful ways. The artisan market tomorrow will also coincide with the museum's annual community picnic featuring local food trucks and fresh baked bread from the museum's outdoor bake oven. They recommend bringing a picnic blanket or camp chair to enjoy their beautiful view of Castine Harbor and Penobscot Bay while supporting local artisans. Admission is free. That's happening tomorrow, Saturday, August 24th from 10 to 5 at the Wilson Museum in Castine. For more information, including the artists who will be participating, go to wilsonmuseum.org/artisan-market. Earlier this month, we spoke with author, filmmaker, and Belfast resident Jim Merkel as he was about to tour the state by sail, attending screenings of his new film, Saving Walden's World. The next stop for the film and the filmmaker will be the Alamo in Bucksport on Monday, August 26th. Doors open at 6 p.m. for social time, and the film will be shown at 6:30. You can find more information at savingwaldensworld.org. And the following night, there will be a screening of Ratified at the Alamo. It's a good week for documentary lovers near Bucksport. Ratified is a new feature-length documentary about the ongoing quest for constitutional gender equality in the U.S. The film is sponsored by the Maine Women's Lobby. There will be a reception starting at 6:30, and the film will start at 7. You can check out the trailer at the Alamo Theater's website at oldfilm.org. Just click on the link for the Alamo, and you can also get more information at mainewomen.org and ratifiedthefilm.com. The Maine Academy of Modern Music, a nonprofit based in Portland, is looking for musicians ages 8 to 18 to join their ensemble programs in Portland or Bangor. In their youth program, musicians are matched into bands based on musical preferences, instrumentation, scheduling availability, and age. You can also let them know if you would like to be in the same band as a friend. Bands choose what songs to learn or write and have performance opportunities throughout the year at local venues, events, and festivals. They offer an ensemble program for adults as well. More information is available at maineacademyofmodernmusic.org. Just in time for planning your reading list to get you through the dark months ahead of us, the Witherly Memorial Library has announced that interlibrary loans will resume on Tuesday, September 3rd. And aware that there will be a lot of demand as the service resumes after being offline across the state since June, the state library is limiting requests to 2 or 3 books maximum for the first few weeks of September as the new service rolls out. Our 4 p.m. local public affairs program today will be an encore of the still very timely Unions and Democracy Take 2 episode featuring guests David Madland, Senior Fellow and Senior Advisor to the American Worker Project at the Center for American Progress, Arthur Phillips, Economic Policy Analyst at the Maine Center for Economic Policy, and Cynthia Finney, President of the Maine AFL-CIO. That's the Democracy Forum today from 4 to 5 p.m. It's produced in conjunction with League of Women Voters of Maine and hosted by Ann Luther. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.